Your community radio station and your library proudly present Tales from the Pandemic, a series of five short stories, each narrated by its author, reflecting our community's lived experience during these strange times.
The Numbers by Mandy Mercury. The sticky sweetness of the donut quickly turned sour. She tasted bile as she forced herself to swallow. Jane couldn't quite share the joy of her colleagues. Laughing, one of them shouts, "Oh yeah, double donuts!" But for Jane, numbers had been no game. They'd haunted her these past few months. 5. The number of minutes notice she was given. The rough tap on Jane's shoulders had broken her rhythm. Knife, fork, knife, fork. She had been summoned. At Ridges, if kitchen staff were called into the Sapphire Room for an emergency meeting, they were in trouble. Probably another hygiene complaint. 12. The number of bulleted new rules on the hotel letterhead. Her manager had flicked his eyes up and down. Name badge, clipboard. Jane, meal prep and delivery on floor Q14, please. He held out a blue and white face mask between thumb and forefinger, his lips pursed in disgust. 1948. Her hourly rate. With her husband out of work, the responsibility had weighed heavily. 13. The bland foil-covered lunch trays on her trolley. Distribute the meals, collect the menus. Definitely no entering rooms under any circumstances. 7:20. The thickness of the plywood separating her from the guests. They were not told which ones had it and which ones didn't. A polite knock and move on. Everything had to happen with that door firmly closed. 1432. The room number with the family who passed her the photograph. They had been mostly silent for the first few days. Then the coughing and moaning began. Once she heard a muttered "thank you" between sobs, but with the next meal she paused, strained. Seconds passed. A minute. Nothing. 2. Quick raps of her knuckles. "Hello? Is everything all right in there?" A bump. Something being knocked over. A child crying. Tension knotted Jane's stomach as the door handle lowered. "Please, we are not allowed contact," she called, stepping backwards, fear trumping her curiosity. "My family. We are not well. Please, we must see our relatives." Jane had not known how to respond. They had been given no details. 2:47. The hotline she tried to call for information, support. 16. The minutes she waited before hanging up and returning to her deliveries. 4. The number of hacking coughs she had heard before a tattered piece of film peeked under the door. "Please," is all he said. The corner enlarged to a small photograph slid under the door. 879. The house number, scribbled in wonky letters. A name. In the gloomy hallway, Jane stared, then touched the photograph. Nodding with determination, she pushed it back. 17. Suitcases lined along the wall. People everywhere. Multiple languages overheard. Police and additional security guards. But no one bothered Jane. Her grey, starched uniform afforded her invisibility they would never understand. She had tugged at her collar, already sweating. 99. Eventually, the percentage of infections that would be linked to the choice Jane had made next. The Numbers by Mandy Mercury.
Local stories by local authors on local radio.
Woke up this morning, I suddenly realized we're all in this together.